1 Peter chapter 5. Therefore the elders among you I exhort, who am a fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, who am also a partaker of the glory to be revealed, shepherd the flock of God among you, overseeing not under compulsion, but willingly, according to God, not by seeking gain through base means, but eagerly, nor as lording it over your allotments, but by becoming patterns of the flock. And when the chief shepherd is manifested, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. In like manner, younger men, be subject to elders, and all of you gird yourselves with humility toward one another, because God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore be humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your anxiety on him because it matters to him concerning you. Be sober, watch. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking someone to devour. Him withstand, being firm in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are being accomplished among your brotherhood in the world. But the God of all grace, he who has called you into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, will himself perfect, establish, strengthen, and ground you. To him be the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. Through Silvanus, the faithful brother, as I account him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying fully that this is the true grace of God. Enter into this grace and stand in it. The co-chosen in Babylon and Mark my son greet you. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to you all who are in Christ.